हाँ, इलेक्ट्रिशियन फॉर डेल्टोना पैंग, DELTONAIAPANG, DELTONAIAPANG, डेट ऑफ सर्विस 9/26/2022, डेट ऑफ बर्थ इज 8/8/1970, डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट इज 12/21/2021. हियर द पेशेंट वॉज इन्वॉल्व इन ए साइड स्वैप ऑफ हिज कार बाई अनदर कार एंड इट कॉज हिम हेड एक्स and dizziness, nausea, and slight neck whiplash. Along with patient started having pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back with radiation to the right arm. In addition, left hip and left knee also started hurting him. Overall, the pain level was between 8 and 9. Today, the patient reported the pain level remains between 5 to 8. And he suffered from more pain this week for some reason. And he's seeing a primary care doctor for his blood pressure management, Dr. Parma, as all his procedures were postponed because of the high blood pressure. Currently, he's only doing physical therapy on 3 times per week, and he reports that it is helping him quite a bit, almost 40%. No radiation of the pain to the arm or the legs is reported. Pain in the left knee is only 4, lower back 5 to 6. And neck is also 5 to 6. And ADLs are affected 7 as follows. Overall, the work is affected 9. And mood, walking ability, relationship with other people and sleep are, and enjoyment of life 8. While general activity is affected 7. 40 to 50% improvement has been reported by the patient. In the systemic review, there is a headaches associated with anxiety, depression, and difficulty sleeping. However, there is no dizziness, vertigo, confusion, disorientation, vision problems, balance problem, memory problems. None of them. In the pain and numbness, patient has pain in the left hip, left knee, neck, and lower back, as well as stiffness of the left shoulder, neck, and the lower back, with pins and needles occasionally. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, or digestive problem, incontinence of bowel, stomach pain, or any other trouble reported. In the GU, patient denies any incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has been improving, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine and Ultrine. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals blood pressure is 166 over 82, pulse is 84, pulse ox is 99, and the rest of the exam will be seen from the previous visit, which is 7/25/2022, dictation number is 0803-094, along with the diagnosis code. The plan is to continue medications, which are tizanidine 4 milligram daily, twice a day for muscle relaxation, Lyrica 50 milligram for pain relief in general, Celebrex 200 milligram daily for the anti-inflammatory effect, Tramadol ER 100 milligram twice daily for the pain relief, and Lunesta 1 milligram daily at night for the sleep. Voltaren gel 3% and lidocaine patch for topical pain relief are orders. The patient's meds were reviewed and labs have been ordered and reviewed the past. The physical therapy 3 times per week, especially for neck and the lower back and the left sacroiliac joint, as well as left knee and left hip area. Patient can do the light duty job 7 hours, 7 days for 10 pounds without any excessive bending, twisting, squatting, and transportation has been ordered. So far, the patient is stable. He could not do his procedure. There were on hold due to his blood pressure issues. Now he seems like he can undergo safely further procedure. They will be scheduled at his pace, at his convenience, and of dictation. Thank you.